of the features of the eight-year-old program is the day camp. A Sunbeam leader in a church or association can plan a one-day camp for her group, or she can have several consecutive days of camp. But perhaps the most attractive part of the program is the unit activities, such as nature study, hiking, mission study, crafts, dramatics, and reading. I think you can see why this program would appeal to eight-year-olds.
Thank you very much, Abby. Now let's look at a part of the YWA program which has a special appeal to that age group. Doris?
The ceremony for the presentation of the gift Bible to the bride is one of the distinctive features of Young Woman's Auxiliary. It is to be used just before the marriage of the member of the YWA. Beautiful and symbolic, this service captures a natural interest of the bride-to-be and of her YWA friends who present the ceremony for her. Strong appeal lies in its emphasis on the home, the beauty of the eternal quality of genuine love, and the significance of God's word as an indispensable element in a Christian home. The pastor participates in the ceremony along with the YWA counselor and the WMU president. Every young woman looks forward to being a bride, certainly, and I have known of YWA girls who were disappointed when they failed to receive this gift Bible ceremony. One of the lovely things about it is the large group in the local church which it includes. Of course, the pastor, the WMU president, and certainly the YWA members as they participate in this lovely ceremony. As June draws near, if you haven't used it, I'm sure you'll be looking forward to it. One of the most enduring benefits of the ceremony lies in its implication for missions. The home is projected as a stronghold of missionary education. Beyond that, the young woman is to continue her organizational missionary service in Women's Missionary Society.
Now, Betty, how is the forward step program of Girls Auxiliary tailored to your age group?
Well, psychologists tell us that the junior and the intermediate ages are the very best ones for memory work. So Forward Step provides opportunities for memorization of scripture verses and pertinent missionary facts. Since Forward Steps is an individual program of study, a girl advances as quickly as her capabilities and interests allow. Every girl dreams of wearing a crown, and by faithful study on Forward Step, she can wear the Golden Girls Auxiliary crown. This appeals to both age groups. Doris has already pointed out that missionary education should begin in the home. I would like to underscore that statement. Parents can encourage their daughters to study, to keep up with their requirements, and provide advice, counsel, and instruction. Scriptures to be memorized need to be understood, and wise parents assist their daughters in looking up these scriptures in a simple Bible commentary and comparing the verses in various translations. Though parents are not to do the work for their daughters, this does not mean they cannot lend a helping hand. At coronations, when giving the charges to GA Queens, often we use the poem which I think tells what we're seeking to do through Forward Steps. The outward symbols of a queen have little to impart. Who wears the scepter, cape, and crown must be a queen at heart.
Well, we all need to be reminded that the success of our youth work depends in a large measure on the fostering done by the WMS. Now, the society must provide the organizations, enlist and train the leaders, assist with enlisting youth, and furnish financial support.
And I like what Ms. Hunt said in her book about fostering, including the maternal extras, which mothers provide for their children. For, after all, that is the relationship which the mother organization, Woman's Missionary Society, bears to the youth organizations.
Now then, suppose we turn our attention to enlistment. Our program, good as it is, benefits only those who are enlisted in the organizations.
I've heard that our leadership courses have stimulated the discovery of prospects. I know several of the courses included a comparative look at Sunday school and WMU enrollment of girls, women, and children.
We have had letters from some groups who were alarmed at the large number of girls unenlisted in Girls Auxiliary.
Similar reports have come from the WMS groups.
I know of one associational president who sent out a questionnaire to churches in her area to discover trends in WMU enlistment as compared to Sunday school enlistment. In the larger city churches, she found that for every 4 young people enrolled in Sunday school who were eligible for WMU youth organizations, only an average of 2 were enrolled in the organizations. In the smaller churches, the ratio was a little better. For every 5 enlisted in Sunday school, 3 were enlisted in WMU youth organizations. I think she discovered some general trends which illustrate our enlistment potential.
Well, you know, we must be constantly alert to the large group of individuals yet to be enlisted in the organizations, from the youngest to the oldest. In viewing our enlistment opportunities today, I've asked each director to share briefly the enlistment possibilities and problems in our own area. Margaret, shall we begin with WMS?
The 1960s present a new and different age to women's missionary societies. Girls are marrying at an earlier age. Women are living longer. There are more married women working. There are fewer women with help in the home. These facts make it imperative that we structure an organization to meet these changing times. There must be societies and circles suitable in time, interest, and activities to enlist every woman. We must concentrate on unreached women and upon those enlisted only half-heartedly and bring them all into full participation. Women of this day need a worthy cause for which to live. Women's Missionary Society offers a challenge to women to be aware, to pray, to give, and to serve, that Christian missions may be advanced.
Stimulating and up to the minute, WMS Director. Now, Betty, what are the areas that you have found that are possible that we could investigate for enlistment for Girls Auxiliary?
Miss Mag, we believe that our 9 and our 10, 11-year-old juniors respond without exceptional efforts if graded auxiliaries and adequate leadership is provided. So the 12-year-olds are our biggest area of challenge in junior girls auxiliary work. Tween teen extras must be planned to interest the girl during this transition year. In the intermediate age group, the 15-year-old is the one we must and we can interest through an enthusiastic and inspirational program of missionary education. Challenging indeed is the enlistment of the junior and the intermediate girl into membership into Girls Auxiliary, but also into total participation.
Very specific. And certainly, I think, forward-looking, Betty. And now then, shall we turn our attention to the Sunbeam Band, Abby?
1961 is when we celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Sunbeam Band. Enlistment is one of the anniversary goals. Of course, the goals will be for the local Sunbeam Band. The goal on enlistment is the enlistment of 50% of the children eligible for membership, or a net increase of 25% in membership. These goals should certainly challenge a leader to do more to enlist every girl and boy in the church who is not enlisted in a Sunbeam Band.
Splendid challenge, Sunbeam Band Director. And now to the YWA Department and Doris, to an age group which offers us in many ways our greatest enlistment possibilities and opportunities.
Because of the wide age range in Young Women's Auxiliary, the key to enlistment is the formation of organizations, not only geared to age groups, but fitted to the diversity of the interest of the young women. Increasingly, organizations are being started for the high school girls of YWA ages. Equally as vital in enlistment is the formation of business or career young women's auxiliaries. The tragic dearth in nurses volunteering for mission service brings the Grace McBride YWA in schools of nursing to the foreground. Anne Hasselton Young Women's Auxiliary on college or university campuses enables the student to grow in her concept of missions as she undergoes expansion in realms of ideas and interest. And shall I repeat then, the key to enlistment in YWA seems to be a better grading of the YWA ages.
Very thought-provoking outlook, Doris. You know, I'm glad for the research that's been done by each department in discovering enlistment possibilities. But we must all keep these unreached individuals in the very center of our concern. But you know, after individuals are enlisted, we still have another task, and that is to train them. No organization moves ahead of its leadership. Good leaders can make a good organization, and poor ones can dissipate its possibilities.
That reminds me of the lady who returned her renewal notice to Royal Service with this comment. "We don't need to renew our Royal Service subscriptions. We selected the wrong woman for president and she of our society, and she killed it quick."
Well, I think this is a very appropriate place to use a quote from Ms. Hunt. "Poor leadership kills, and strong leadership builds." Certainly our accent this year has been on building, since our Jubilee Advance emphasis has been leadership training.
I remember last fall when the leadership course materials were ready, and we viewed with genuine pride each course for every organization. And we're looking forward to the Sunbeam Nursery course to come this fall.
And this year, we had for the first time a WMS leadership course. This seemed to mark a new era in leadership training for WMS members. And incidentally, the WMS course is planned for all WMS members.
Well, now, with that idea in mind, suppose we spend a few minutes talking about it. Is it too soon to tell anything about the response to these new courses, or to this new course?
Yes, we know something of the response to the WMS course because we have distributed over 35,000 copies of the assignment and answer booklet for individual study, and over 10,000 copies of the teacher's helps for class study. I think this indicates something of the response, and we're generally pleased with the women's response to the new course.
Well, many letters have come to WMU headquarters indicating that women have enjoyed this opportunity for study.
Beginning this fall, the WMS course will be based on the new WMS manual and the WMU yearbook. Most of our free leaflets are being incorporated in this new WMS manual.
That WMS manual is also a first, isn't it, Margaret?
Yes.
Definitely, it is a first. We've had a Women's Missionary Union manual, but never a manual for Women's Missionary Society as such. We feel that this will help members to understand better the purposes of WMS, as well as its program of work, and how to get the job done. The manual is written from a very practical standpoint.
Now, the basic requirements for the leadership course of every organization are the same. We all know that. And one of these is the requirement of a refresher course each year to keep that leadership card valid.
The refresher course requirements are to be found in each section of the WMU yearbook, in the WMS and the YWA, the GA, and the Sunbeam.
I'm glad we decided to include Ms. Hunt's book, Women's Missionary Union, as a part of the required reading for the refresher course next year. Every leader in Women's Missionary Union needs the information in this book.
Well, you know, I've got a hunch that since we've had all these references to this book, it must be mighty good. I'd say we all sold on its contents.
Oh, yes, we're recommending it for study by all societies the fourth quarter of this year, July, August, and September. It will be an excellent background study for the new WMU year beginning in October.
Well, looking at my watch, I think we've spent about all the time we can afford to on leadership training. But I do want us to review two ways that we have of taking this leadership course, one by individual study and the other by class study.
Miss Mack, we've made some surveys in the WMS department, which I think the staff might be interested in. We found that some teachers taught our course for class in the association, others to classes in the local church. Of those attending associational classes, 73.5% completed the course requirements. Of those taking the course in the local church, 78% finished the course requirements. Another interesting fact was this. We found that the smallest WMS membership where the course was taught was 20, and the largest was 272. And the survey also revealed that the most popular time schedule was 2 days with 5 45-minute periods each day.
Well, I hope the time schedules planned for the leadership courses will be more than 1 day, for you know it's very difficult for class members to assimilate information in a straight 7.5-hour study.
You know, I hate very much to cut off discussion about leadership training, but we've got a special feature coming up in connection with AIM 8, Reporting Advancement. You know, I think we all are aware that the highest honor that can come to any woman's missionary union is to be recognized as an honor WMU. Now, we've had reports, I think, now for 3 years with the work on the AIMS. Does anybody remember how many honor WMUs that we had in 1957?
Well, wasn't it 10 or 11?
Yes, 11. And the second year, 1958, there were 26. And this year there are 61. Our special feature is that we have slides of these churches showing the pastors and the WMU presidents. As we view the pictures, we'll have a roll call of these honor WMUs.
Alabama, Abbeville First. Reverend Gerald C. Walker, Mrs. Glenn Belcher. Birmingham, Lakewood, Reverend Lewis Marler, Mrs. T. R. Burnett. Brundage, Salem, Reverend Frank W. Lyon, Mrs. N. W. Killingsworth. Selma, Elkdale, Reverend Arthur L. Bray, Mrs. W. O. Jones. New Hope, Shelby Association, Reverend D. K. Brazier, Mrs. W. A. Jones.
Arizona, Phoenix, Elsinore, Reverend Irving M. Reed, Mrs. Margaret Masilko. Phoenix, First Southern, Reverend C. Vaughn Rock, Mrs. David Brazell.
Arkansas, Blytheville First, Reverend Charles F. Pitts, Mrs. J. T. Westbrook. Carlisle First, Reverend R. W. Bishop, Mrs. Cleo Scott. Fordyce First, Reverend Klein D. Ellis, Mrs. R. G. Rothwell. Ozark First, Reverend Ben T. Haney, Mrs. S. A. Wiles. Siloam Springs First, Reverend Clifford Palmer, Mrs. W. J. Stewart.
Colorado, Kimball, Nebraska, Oak Street Church, Reverend K. M. Anderson, Mrs. K. M. Anderson.
Florida, Jacksonville, Main Street, Dr. John Huss, Mrs. George
Robinson. Lakeland, Webster Avenue. Reverend J.C. Walters, Jr. Mrs. O.T. Harper. Georgia, Blackshear. Reverend R.C. Johnson. Mrs. Troy Davis. Chamblee, Reverend Cecil F. Sherman. Mrs. Harold Dotson. Illinois, E. St. Louis, Rosemont, Dr. B. H. Benton, Mrs. Eugene Webb. Kentucky, Danville, First, Reverend J. Robert Martin, Mrs. Walter Price. Mount Pleasant, Owen County Association, Reverend Bob Cantwell, Mrs. A. L. Walker. Somerset, First, Reverend Eldred M. Taylor, Mrs. C. J. McNeely. Somerset, High Street, Reverend R. A. Hill, Mrs. Richard Simpson. Louisiana, Franklinton, First, Dr. A. W. Robbins, Mrs. W. R. Foyle. Homer Oil Field, Reverend Gail Maletti, Mrs. R. E. Aiken. Rayville, Woodlawn, Reverend J. C. Gould, Mrs. Don L. Hudson. Sicily Island, First, Reverend James C. Houston, Mrs. C. E. White. Mississippi, Picayune, First, Reverend John Maddox, Mrs. Edward Sones. Missouri, Harnersville, First, Reverend Arville McGuire, Mrs. Marvin Evans. New Mexico, Albuquerque, Crestview, Reverend F. M. Sewell, Mrs. Ed Ashland. Hobbs, Northside, Reverend C. Gus Hogan, Mrs. Warren Alley. House, First, Reverend Harvey Hudnall, Mrs. Jack Black. Oil Center, Reverend Olin Cantrell, Mrs. Rob Hammond. Tucumcari, First, Reverend John Wiles, Mrs. R.G. Stevenson. Tucumcari, Trinity, Reverend Joe Motzenbacher, Mrs. D.A. Neath. North Carolina, Albemarle, Calvary, Reverend Thomas L. Barnes, Mrs. Lorene T. Hudson. Fayetteville, Snyder Memorial, Mrs. Reverend James Kamak, Mrs. R. Donald Beard. High Peak, Reverend Billy H. Klein, Mrs. Avis Roberts. Oklahoma, Hickory First, Reverend Jim House, Mrs. G. W. Cannon. Lawton, Trinity, Reverend Rob Harris, Mrs. C. C. Harbor. Lindsay, Calvary, Reverend C. Eugene Thomas, Mrs. J. M. Malone. Tulsa, Phoenix Avenue, Reverend Dorval Tabb, Mrs. John T. Robinson. Oregon, Washington, Lebanon, Oregon, Trinity, Reverend Fred McPherson, Mrs. Joe Chapman.
Texas. Abilene First. Dr. Elwin Skiles. Mrs. Marvin Lewis. Alice First. Dr. O. Byron Richardson. Mrs. Floyd Haynes. Brownfield, Calvary. Reverend Warren Stowe. Mrs. Oscar Decker. Brownsville, Simpson Street. Reverend Homer Ivy. Mrs. Gilbert E. Kennan. Dallas, Cliff Temple. Dr. Wallace Bassett. Mrs. J. M. Stovall. Dallas, Colonial. Dr. John G. Moore. Mrs. Earl Cook. Dallas, Oak Cliff First. Reverend James L. Cooper. Mrs. L. W. Yarborough. Denison, Calvary. Reverend Ernest L. Potter. Mrs. J. D. Coffin. Goliad First. Reverend Paul Milton. Mrs. Aaron E. Rose. Iran First. Reverend W. L. Kite. Mrs. T. L. Eves. Lamarck First. Reverend Bernard Guy. Mrs. S. W. Freeman. La Mesa First. Reverend Milo B. Arbuckle. Mrs. Jack Mears. Lums Chapel, West Plains Association. Reverend E. J. Price. Mrs. F. W. Legate. Palestine First. Dr. John H. Parrott. Mrs. H. L. Knight. Rule First. Reverend Rodney C. Dowdy. Mrs. J. E. Greer. San Antonio First. Dr. Perry F. Webb. Mrs. Otto Dukes. San Antonio, Houston Terrace. Reverend Aud Jones. Mrs. Melvin L. Yao. Sweetwater, Trinity. Reverend Avery J. Sullivan. Mrs. Clifford Wallace. Wilson First. Reverend H. F. Scott. Mrs. Roger W. Blakeney.
You know, I wish that we could meet in person all these friends and missions. They are certainly to be commended, for only about 1/4 of 1% of our WMUs receive this highest honor.
I find myself wishing we could view firsthand some of the results that figures do not indicate.
You know, we have to remember that in looking at any accomplishment in terms of statistics and reports, that it's only at best a linear measurement. And this linear measurement, composed of figures and percentages, never quite bring to us the real understanding we desire, the depth measurement of changes in individuals. We also have to take this into account, you know.
Yes, like the GA counselor who, after helping plan missionary programs, decided that she herself must be a missionary.
And the woman who commented after the society meeting, "Today, for the first time, I came to realize how dependent the missionaries are on our prayer."
I heard about one older WMS member living in a home for aged, who with arthritic fingers quilted for a penny for every yard of thread to have an offering for missions.
And I remember so well the young woman who played the part of an African in a tableau at a YWA house party. She wrote on her decision card, I played the part one time too many. After several months of struggle, I give my life for mission service.
And the missionary who said his first impression about mission service came in the Sunbeam Band.
All of these and many more illustrate the desired results of all our efforts. Not one of us can guess what effect her labors produce, or know what has really been given to others. That's hidden from us, and must remain eternally so. You know, many times we have to be plowed under. We have to remain a grain of wheat that falls in the ground and dies. And sometimes we are allowed to see some little bit of fruit, and that we may not lose courage and grow weary in planting.